Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to tell you about this new podcast, the Fertility Freak Podcast. We had host Michelle Tillman here on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast a couple of years ago, sharing all her knowledge in the area of fertility. And I'm so excited that now Michelle is packaging up her knowledge, experience, and her wisdom into her very own podcast. She has helped dozens of women from various backgrounds, various diagnoses, women who've been diagnosed with infertility, secondary infertility, male factor infertility, endometriosis, low egg count. The list goes on. She's helped so many women be able to conceive naturally and to be able to experience the joy of their miracle babies. Let me tell you a little bit about the Fertility Freak Podcast. If you're trying to conceive and you feel overwhelmed by the conflicting advice, this podcast is your go-to source for faith-based fertility insights, expert strategies, and real success stories. Each biweekly episode breaks down the science behind natural conception, so hormones, cycles, and optimizing fertility, how to prepare your body and mind for IVF to ensure that the investment that you're making is worth it. She offers faith-based encouragement so that you could trust God while still taking that strategic action. She shares expert frameworks and step-by-step strategies to maximize your chances of conceiving. And she also does live coaching sessions and real client success stories. Join this amazing community of women who are navigating infertility, fertility treatments, and natural conception with clarity and confidence. Check out this trailer episode of what you can expect from the Fertility Freak Podcast. This podcast is available everywhere and anywhere that you get your podcast. The link is in the show notes.
Welcome to the Fertility Freak Podcast, the podcast for couples who are struggling to get pregnant, who are ready to unblock their fertility and finally start the family of their dreams. I'm Michelle Tillman, fertility educator and expert who has helped over a dozen women conceive. Women who were told they had no chance. I'm talking about fibroids, blocked tubes, endometriosis, PCOS, unexplained infertility, recurrent miscarriages, and low egg count, you name it. I've helped women to beat it, and I helped them because I was them. And I know what it's like to feel like your body is betraying you. You know, sitting in a doctor's office, hearing the words, "It's not likely it's going to happen for you," or to be given nothing but "just wait and see," when waiting is literally the last thing that your heart can take. But sis, let me tell you, your journey is not over. There are answers, and I am here to help you find them. You see, my fertility journey, it didn't start when we were beginning to try to conceive. It started years before that. I was in college with awful, painful periods. I remember being curled up in bed, blacking out, throwing up, being in so much pain, popping so much Advil every 4 hours just so I could function. And back then I'm thinking, okay, I just have really bad cramps. But looking back, I realized it was more likely undiagnosed endometriosis. And at that time, I just wasn't really being serious about considering what a doctor said, you know, to get the surgery done to even confirm if that's what it was. So fast forward, now I'm newly married, you know, in my 30s, and we're finally ready to start trying. You know, we basically started as soon as we got married, and then time starts passing, a year goes by, and nothing happens. And so at that point, we start trying to figure things out, and we find out we're also dealing with male factor infertility. Doctors, they didn't give us any hope. The test results were like, there is no chance that you're going to get pregnant naturally. But we weren't just fighting a medical battle. I was wrestling with my faith because we had the prophecy spoken over us, promises that came and passed with no baby. And I had dreams, visions, and moments where I just knew our child was coming. Still, nothing. I'll never forget, we went to this prayer service that like wrapped up a 9-day fast for couples who were trying to conceive at our church, right? It was a big deal because we were prophesied to in front of the entire church. I'm talking about hundreds of people. So now everybody know our business. We're up in front of all these people and we're getting this prophecy that you're going to conceive and it's going to happen naturally. And we're all excited. And then, you know, I got that one publicly. And then another lady who was a prophet came up to me and was like, yes, and you're going to conceive and it's going to be next month and it's going to be a boy. Let me tell you, I tore that whole church up. You hear me? Running, shouting, dancing, just happy, telling everybody and their mama, like really no prophetic protocol at all, but telling everyone, just saying, we're going to be pregnant. It's going to be next month. It's going to be a boy. Get ready. You know, I'm already out there. Everybody know my business now. I might as well go ahead and step out on faith and just speak it, right? And so that was in June of 2018. Then we're on the way to a July 4th cookout. And the ride was about 2 hours away. So me and my husband on the way, I'm excited because at this point, I'm like, this is going to be the last holiday where people are going to be asking me, y'all having a baby? What's happening? You not pregnant yet? Like all the things like that, that happen when you go around family members and you've been married and you don't have kids yet. And so I was, you know, very hopeful. This is going to be the last time people are going to ask me this. I'm going to be able to announce I'm pregnant by the next major holiday. Yes. In the car, on the way there, about halfway there, my period comes on. And the month before, I had received a prophecy, next month you'll be pregnant. And I held on to that word and I believed it with everything in me. And when my period showed up, I felt crushed. I felt abandoned. I felt betrayed. I was mad at God. The depression came. The anxiety came. And I really got mad because I was like, we have been faithful. We waited until marriage. We didn't even kiss until our wedding day. So why was God making us wait for this? Now, me, I was ready for IVF immediately because I'm like, I know we don't know how we're going to pay for it. But in my mind, like that was the only option left. My husband, he kept saying, I believe we'll get pregnant naturally. And y'all, I really wanted to believe him. But the test results, the statistics, and the years that we had been trying and the disappointment, they were screaming a little bit louder than his faith. And finally, something shifted in me. And I stopped waiting for a miracle to just happen. And I started doing the work. I got serious about learning my body. I changed my diet. I focused on weight loss. I started taking supplements. I learned how to track my cycle down to the hour. Okay. And then after almost 2 years of trying, despite our age, our weight, the male factor issues, we got pregnant with our daughter. But it wasn't random. It wasn't luck. It was a combination of faith, knowledge, and action. But our journey wasn't over yet, though, because we had our daughter. We're so thankful for her, and we are so blessed. But God was showing us that you're supposed to have multiple children. So we're expecting that, you know, we're going to have another child. But at that point, y'all, I had been trying to get pregnant again. My daughter at this time, I think she was about 2 when we started trying again. And so it was almost a full year of trying. And I'm like, okay, God, now we done been through this. God, we done been through this before. Like, I know all the stuff to do. I've done everything. I have all the tools. I have the strategy. But something was still blocking me. And then one night I had this dream and God just kind of like broke it down to me in the dream. And he was like, unforgiveness. And you have not forgiven some people from your past. And I was just like, when God showed me who it was, I'm like, I ain't mad at them. Like, seriously, I am not mad at them. Because we have already addressed any issues. I don't talk to them no more. I don't see them. Like, I'm not thinking about them. None of that. But God was like, no, if you don't forgive, you pay for it, not them. So I'm like, you know what, God, just in case you're right, you know, you might be all knowing, you know, Alpha and Omega and all that. But let me just go ahead and release this resentment. And so once I truly let go, everything shifted. And after trying for a whole year, we got pregnant with our son 30 days after I verbally said out of my mouth that I forgive and release from people in my past. And that's when I realized for real that fertility isn't just about the physical. It's your mind, it's your body, it's your spirit. So I started Fertility Freak because I know what it's like to feel hopeless. I mean, God had me put myself out there on TikTok, making videos, smiling, laughing, making light of things while you're on your trying to conceive journey, because I know it's so heavy and it's so burdensome, because I have so many women who follow me online who have been told, just like me, that they're dealing with a diagnosis, whether it's fibroids, blocked tubes, PCOS, low egg count, unexplained infertility, and they feel like this is the end of the road. And when you're sitting there watching everyone else move forward while you feel stuck, you wonder like, well, God, did you forget about me? But sis, let me tell you, he hasn't. Your journey is not over. There are answers. And I'm here to help you find them. At Fertility Freak, we help couples who are struggling to conceive to unblock their fertility so they can finally start the family of their dreams. No more waiting, no more guessing, real strategies, real science, and real success stories. So if you're ready to learn more about what might be blocking you from your miracle, welcome to the family. Make sure you subscribe so you do not miss an episode. Screenshot this episode, share it on Instagram, tag me in it at Fertility Freak. That's what I am on all platforms, because the more women that we reach, the more miracles that we can create. Your miracle is closer than you think. Let's get it.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.